the rest of the story. And what you're about to hear is an excerpt from the 1808 edition of a biography called The Life and Memorable Actions of George Washington by the Reverend Mason Locke Weems. "George," said his father, "do you know who killed that beautiful little cherry tree yonder in the garden?" George cried out, "I cannot tell a lie, Pa. I did it with my own hatchet." "You dearest boy," cried his father, "glad am I, George, that you killed my tree. For by telling the truth, you've paid me more than the tree was worth by a thousandfold. Such an act of heroism in my son is worth more than a thousand trees." Now, this once again is from the book, The Life and Memorable Actions of George Washington by the Reverend Mason Locke Weems. Clergyman Weems told a whopper. Would you like to know where he got that story? George Washington and the cherry tree? The story from the biography of Washington written by the Reverend Mason Weems. Every subsequent Washington scholar has labeled the Weems story as fiction, but it is not altogether fiction. Weems, defending himself, claimed that an aged lady associated with the Washington household had related the cherry tree incident to him. But let me explain that Weems, well, he was a romanticist, a colorist, a capitalist in the purest sense of the term, but he was no historian. And also, Parson Weems did begin as a clergyman, though he spent most of his life using that title to promote book sales. And the works he published were mostly religious, patriotic, moralistic. Parson Weems was always looking for a moral, and he always found one, even if he had to invent it. George Washington was the most illustrious victim of Weems' inventiveness, and the superlatively moralistic cherry tree story, ironically intended as a glorification of truth, is but a fraction of Mr. Weems' Washington apocrypha. Professor Albert Bushnell Hart, a respected historian, has discovered the origin of Parson Weems' cherry tree story. And this, by the way, is confirmed by one of Weems' own grandchildren. Parson Weems did himself have a rose garden. In the garden was a favorite rose bush. One day, Weems discovered that this rose bush had been destroyed, and a small hatchet lay on the ground next to it. Weems questioned his son, and the boy confessed. Parson Weems, angry at the loss of his favorite rose bush, gave his son a threshing that neither ever forgot. But later, Parson Weems repented, realized that he should instead have been grateful for the boy's truthfulness. So, it was attempting to atone for his own disciplinary error that the Reverend Mason Locke Weems, in his, well, slightly capricious history of George Washington, made George's father respond, as he, the parson, under the same circumstances, should have. Oh, yes, you've heard the story of young George Washington and the cherry tree. You've heard it 1,000 times, and you'll hear it again. But the next time, you will know the rest of the story.